Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
It is most definitely Christmas party season, and if you are an employer or an employee, you are probably looking forward to getting some well-earned celebratory time. But Christmas parties can cause issues in your workplace, and no doubt you will have an anecdote to tell somebody about something that's happened to you or someone you know or a friend of a friend. But how do you stop it involving you and your business? You join me here at Newton Solicitors in Knaresborough with Malcolm Jones, who's one of the solicitors here. And Malcolm, Christmas parties, are they safe?
Let's put this in context. Let's just think back, because if you were home doing some DIY or whatever, no one's going to make you wear protective kit. No one's going to hold a ladder when you're climbing, and no one's going to make you take breaks. But at work, you can expect all that, because work has to be a safe place. You have an expectation your employer will protect your health and safety, and if they don't, it's a criminal offence for the employer. So everybody knows that, and a lot of employers are very adamant about making sure things are safe at work. If they don't get it right and things still go wrong, they've got to have insurance. So you've got a better chance of getting some compensation from your employer if there is an accident.
From a health and safety point of view, that's true. But it's also true from a sort of personal and a harassment point of view, isn't it?
That's right. Because if you're walking down the street and you get laughed at for looking gay...
Which is a silly concept in the first place, looking gay, isn't it? But
well, yes, indeed. Happen. Indeed, it can happen. Perhaps in the present climate, you're more likely to be insulted because you look like an immigrant or something like that. It's unlikely you're going to be able to do anything about it. At work, A, you'll know who it is. And secondly, your employer has a duty to protect you from that sort of harassment. And what's more, as well as the individual who's... causing the trouble, you can have a go at the employer as well and expect some compensation from them. So yes, at work, you should feel a good chance of getting or feeling safe and getting compensation if you're not.
And we're all pretty clear on that, aren't we? We all kind of know that work should be a space where you can work safely physically and also safely in terms of relationships with other people. But is the Christmas party work, Malcolm?
I think from a legal point of view, the best way is to think it is, because most of the time, that's exactly what it is. You've got the same protections for your health and safety, the same protections against harassment. But on the other hand, you're under the same sort of disciplinary and behavioural restraints that you would normally have at work. So you've got a tension there, of course, because as you rightly say, people feel they want to let their hair down and have the odd drink. If you take it too far, you're going to have problems.
The interesting thing with this, Malcolm, is that it's outside of work quite often, isn't it? It's taking place in another venue. When does work end? Are you still at work if you're travelling to or from the Christmas party?
Well, I think it's quite clear that whether it's on the premises or somewhere else, it still counts as work. And it's the same whether it's at working hours or in your own time, but it's work. But there are grey areas, you're quite right. There's one case where employees were walking home from the Christmas party and got into a fight. One got dismissed and said, well, no, it was my own time and my own place. It's nothing to do with work. But Tribunal wasn't very impressed by that, and that didn't work. On the other hand, there's a case this very week, actually, of a drinking session after a Christmas party where... it was the managing director, actually, assaulted a member of staff who was complaining he wasn't being paid as much as somebody else. He, or through his representative, then sued the company for not controlling its managing director, basically. But in that case, he was unsuccessful because the court decided the party had finished, work had finished, and this drinking party was a social engagement between people afterwards. So we probably
should point out there that the company wasn't held up, that's a separate thing to the case against the individual.
That's absolutely right. And, of course, the individual also runs the risk of being prosecuted criminally and so on.
What causes problems at Christmas parties, do you think, Malcolm?
I suppose because although we said it's still work, it isn't work, is it? And what makes you a success at the Christmas party is perhaps different from what makes you a success at work, because... I suppose, yes, if you're driving a forklift truck or operating a keyboard, it doesn't matter how good looking you are or whether you're a good company or not.
How good your dance moves are.
Indeed. The criteria for success and what makes you feel good are perhaps different. I guess you're also mixing with different people as well. Again, one little story. There's a case last year about some London Zoo Christmas party where, believe it or not, the meerkat handler glassed the monkey specialist.
Oh my goodness.
And these were both women who had an affair with the llama keeper.
That sounds like the basis for the best soap opera ever.
Indeed. Again, it wasn't a happy ending because dismissed one of the employees, the one who'd caused the injury. And in fact, they lost the case. They decided it was unfair dismissal because they didn't know she'd started the fight as opposed to the other one. But so the tribunal said, yes, it was unfair dismissal, but because you were involved in it and started it, you brought it on yourself, and so we award you nil compensation. So you might say, well, what was the point of that? Tensions are also because your financial rules are different. It's Christmas, you're going to have a good time, you can spend a bit of money, can't you? Well, and your employer's paying for the party, you hope he's probably paying for the bar as well. So are you going to get carried away and overindulge, either because it's free and you're not used to it being free, or because you're so bored out of your skin you need to have a drink to get you through it?
We've all been to those parties.
We've all been to those. Or maybe, you know, you feel you're badly done to and you're not paid enough, so you're going to get something back for free if you can. Yeah. But so I suppose those are the reasons you get problems. What are they? Well, we've talked about fighting, I suppose, and the sexual harassment that can go on. And these days, with sort of phones and social media, you can quite easily take pictures of people and recordings of people doing things which they wouldn't appreciate, and which the firm might think brings it into disrepute. And if those sort of confidentiality breaches go on, then you can get yourselves into problems there. And you've also got to watch it, if you are the boss, that you don't start in a spirit of Christmas making promises of promotions and pay rises which come January you ain't going to keep.
You can imagine after a few glasses of mulled wine that the boss might get up and go, pay rise for everybody, because they want everyone to love them at that moment, and then get back and tell the finance director who puts the kibosh on that very quickly. So how can you protect yourself? If you're an employer listening to this, how can you protect yourself?
You should have policies anyway to back up your contracts of employment and all those implied terms from that, but specifically saying how you treat discrimination, how you want to behave, people to behave, the disciplinary rules if they don't. Some people, and it's not a bad idea, have a policy about how to behave at social events. You might think people should know that, and probably they do, but if you have a policy, it gives you an excuse every Christmas before the party just to remind them about the policy, so it's at the front of people's minds. Because if you're an employer and you specifically ban some particular kind of behaviour, then you are doing what you can to prevent it and to show that you've taken reasonable steps to stop it happening. I think it's difficult, especially if you are the boss, though, because a lot of the bosses want to show they're one of the lads that he or she is down with the kids at the Christmas party.
One of the fun ones. They don't want to be seen as being up there. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, even if you don't get carried away to the extent of assaulting your staff, like the one we heard about, or promising promotions you're not going to keep, I guess even the boss needs to remember they're still at work as well, and that the normal rules apply to them just as much as anybody else, which is difficult if you're the reason you're the boss is because you get on well with people and you are the life and soul of the party, and that's why you bring the business in.
And that's true of bosses at all levels, really, isn't it? Whether you're a middle manager or a managing director or an owner manager or whoever you are, I think you've got. I think it's harder for sort of middle managers who maybe have been part of the team and have found themselves promoted, and this might be their first Christmas party where they've been in this situation.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. Yeah, middle management is not an easy job to do. And
if you're an employee listening to this, how can you take steps to protect yourself and make sure you don't become one of the people who find themselves at worst in criminal trouble, but at very least not employed following the Christmas party?
Well, I suppose it is a case of getting that balance right between enjoying the party and making sure you behave like you normally do and you don't do anything else. So if stripping naked and dancing on the tables is something you normally do at work, then that's fine to carry on. But if it isn't, then you're probably in a good idea not to change your behaviour just because it's Christmas.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.